know, we get lots of digs thrown at us, eh? Yeah. Like, you even probably meet somebody in Gander or Lovetown or whatever, we're from St. Brendan's. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you cast the rock off, I'm going to bite you. You know what I mean? They say stuff that, you know, makes you feel really low, really bad, eh? You know, you're two people or 100 people, you still got to live, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, if it was 100 people, it's 100 people, you know?
In an island, off of an island, lays the community of St. Brendan's. 114 residents call the coastal community home, anchored in the middle of the Bonavista Bay. Life is simple, far away from the noise of the city, with breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean that surrounds it. For most, they've lived there most of their lives, much like the generations before them, such as Fonz Brown, who has roots deeply connected to the community and still lives there today.
My grandfather, well, he lived there all his life. He worked up in the woods, you know, around London Woods, around Miller Town, Turin, all in them place, and he worked in Labrador, you know. My father done the same thing, and I suppose my great-grandfather done the same thing, I suppose, you know. Right? Well, that's about it, you know. They done the things around here and do them all type of it, you know what I mean?
Even his nephew, Justin, who grew up in Mount Pearl, has a strong connection to the island community and visits when he can.
When I was younger, I remember more so enjoying the environment, like going out on a bike. Now I'm kind of working all the time, and I don't have those summers off like I used to. So if I get down there 2 to 3 times a year, and that's generally because this food fishery is on the go.
Today, there is hushed chatter about the potential resettlement of the town, only accessible by a 1-hour ferry ride, and as the population grows older, it seems there is less justification to continue the $6 million annual cost to continue servicing the community. Dr. Sean Cadigan of Memorial University says it's only a matter of time.
Specifically on when a community will resettle, I think that historically, there have been a number of ways in which communities have resettled. Some Newfoundland communities just resettled because everybody left, right? And they, in effect, left for usually to pursue opportunities elsewhere. There was a time in the early year, 20th century, for example, the very early 20th century, when after the introduction of cod traps, communities in Newfoundland saw tremendous loss of people because there were no trap berths close to the community. In other words, nowhere to set cod traps. And so people relocated for such purposes. There have always been people leaving rural communities in Newfoundland and Labrador to seek opportunities elsewhere outside the what's now the province. And then lastly, there are relocations related to taking advantage of government programs about relocation, right, and resettlement. And so those have specific formula about how many people need to be able to agree to move before those resources are made available to people who want to leave.
For Justin, he says it's a shame the community will eventually turn out the lights, as he won't be able to visit and share in the rich community with his kids, much like his father had done with him.
I'd love to see my children see how my dad grew up and the hardships that they have to go through just to survive one day to the next. A lot of it is still in place as it was when they were getting older.
For now, residents of St. Brendan's will continue living their lives. What the future holds, nobody is certain.
There's nothing here, there's nobody here. But we looked so whacked that we were blind raised, right?
For Kicker News, I'm Mike Moore.